Coach Sean Poppy, our post-game chat brought to you by Upcountry Fiber. Whether you're streaming the big game, working from home, or keeping your family connected, Upcountry is the best play you can make. Visit UpcountryFiber.com to sign up today. Upcountry Fiber, an official partner of Clemson Athletics. Well, Coach, I remember you saying in preseason that this team had a great chance to set the school record for threes, and then we didn't see it, and then today they tied it in the first half. That had to be a pleasure to watch.
Well, I've been saying for a while, this team is a good shooting team. You got to stay with me. We have not made them, consistently up until this point of the year. So it was nice to see it go through the net for a little bit of everybody. But I thought it was, good threes. We got the ball in the paint, saw the floor, played for one another. So, again, proud of them. I thought that was a pretty solid showing. First game off a break and a little unorthodox on a day trip here to Chicago. So,
Coach Morgan Miller knocking down that three-pointer actually broke the ACC record for three-pointers made in a game. Any comment on that and the way that this team shot the basketball today?
Well, I knew we had a lot, and I knew that some records were being broken. I didn't know the all-time ACC record, but that's really cool. A testament to this group. I think this is what – 21's quite a bit, but this team can really shoot it as long as we can – play for each other, with each other, and have a lot of confidence. It was spread around from a little bit of all of us. So I'm more proud about that than anything else.
But you're thinking it's going to take 50 threes as opposed to 35 to get to that point. And a lot of that's because of the way you defended. Fax and I were talking about at halftime. It seemed like every possession on both ends fed into the other. And I know as a coach you're gratified to see that.
Well, we talked in the pregame. The challenge to us has been the last couple of days was we got back. We've gotten out of our gap, our pack line defense. We are not one-on-one defenders. We know that. But what we can be is a really good team defense. And that takes everyone to do their job, to be selfless, to get to where you're supposed to get, to protect one another. And then it's supposed to show then on the flip side, right, to play for each other offensively. And I thought outside the first couple minutes there in the third quarter, we were pretty darn solid defensively and made it difficult on them to take contested jump shots for 40 minutes.
Coach, riding a five-game win streak now with challenging road trips on the horizon. What's the message to this group hitting the reset button as the calendar flips into the new year headed to Virginia?
Well, it's just, for the next one. We got Virginia, and now we know from here on out it's ACC play. It means a little bit more now. But we've known that, right? And that's what we're using games like this to hopefully better prepare. So we're ready. We're headed to UVA. That's obviously a tough, tall task for us. But we'll be ready. We'll get back home. Watch this a little bit, and then we'll deep dive right into them and put a game plan one game at a time for the next 16.
I love that Sean Poppy got a bunch of orange and purple in the building today, too. Because to do this on the road, you're thinking, oh, the crowd's against you. The crowd was behind you guys, and it felt like you really were feeding off it all day.
Yeah, it's really special. I'm from about 90 miles south of here, and I'm from a small town, 600 people. And then maybe everyone came today because that's what it felt like behind our bench. It is special to me. Family means a lot to me. Obviously, we talk about it inside our program, but, you get a little emotional thinking about how much support I've had and continue to have for all of them to come up here and cheer on not just, obviously, yes, me is a friend, a family member, but they're now part of Clemson too, right? As much orange is back there and how loud they're cheering. It was a special day for me.
Coach, Amaya Jackson, Holland Harris both contributing, and then, of course, Trinity Jones in the building here today, not too far from outside of Chicago herself. What do you have to say about just this new gen of Tigers and the recruiting classes you guys are being able to stack?
Well, we're not building teams. We're building a program. We said that when we got the job here. There's a handful, obviously, of youth that's out there now. There's a handful that will be returners. I can't tell you how excited I am about this freshman class with Trinity, who's sitting right behind us. Being one of those, she's a special talent, but even better person. She fits Clemson. It was nice to get, not only Amaya some minutes out there, as Rachel Rose was, we're trying to get her a couple extra days before we head into UVA. We were able to do that today. But I thought Holland gave us some really good minutes, and it was good for her to get out there with the starting group and play with them, because I think she's one that's going to get quite a bit more as this season goes on.
Look, I love being in a hotel with you guys, but if you're going to shoot like this, more day trips, man, I'm down.
I tell you what, if you guys remember, Tulane was a day trip, and we hit 16 threes and then out of day. So, Brad, I'm sorry, because administration's going to keep asking you now to start doing it. But, hey, I appreciate all the support. Go Tigers.
Thanks very much, Coach. Appreciate the time. That's our post-game interview with head coach Sean Poppy. It's brought to you by Upcountry Fiber, an official partner of Clemson Athletics. We'll come back for more after this. Tigers a big winner today, 97-44 at Chicago State here on the Clemson Athletic Network.